for that means it's the essence in decision making to bring it to that. Therefore, and it goes a very long conversation. I wanted just to let you know that. No, that's a very, very long story. We don't need that. Here, we needed something. He made a difference. He said, this form and the essence, they are twins. You cannot separate them, but one should be closer to you. The other one should be the follower of this. And now it's, I believe, quite simple to know which one is form, which one is the essence. He didn't say which one is form, which one is essence. Your guess. Let's go back right at the beginning. What was the first stuff? First stuff, he was asking him some silly stuff, and he was talking. This is the fellow that we know is the filthy one, right? The other guy has a filthy mouth. This is the filthy one. First he talked to him, right? Then he talked to the second one. Do you remember the answer of the second one?
He
said, he's honest. So, is it honest or not? Yes, honesty, form is honest. Form shows what it is. The essence is hidden. So that argument, yes, in that place was correct. He said that, he talked about you, you have double face. Yes, because it doesn't have face. The essence could look this, could look that. It needs a sharp mind to understand the essence. But the form is honest up front. And that's what he said. He said, as far as I know him, he's up front, he's honest, and he was a good guy. Because that guy is good for this essence. Because that's the access to this universe, to him, right? The other one has a filthy mouth. Why? Why the essence mouth is filthy? The essence speaks through form. So form is its in mouth. So when he talks, it's filthy. He's quiet, he's clean. Because when he talks by what? By showing itself through form. That filth is in him because they are one. We just separate them for understanding, they are one. So if that other one is filthy, it's the mouth of this one. This is the priority. Let's see what he wants to talk about that. All of that. Yes?
It is in the hadith, know, sir, that glorification from hypocrisy is like the verdure on a garbage heap.
Yeah. Okay, this garbage stuff, I don't know how to translate it. It has a special name in Persian. I told you where this place is. It's underneath the public bath, so there are a lot of moisture over there and a little bit sun ray and a lot of dung. Therefore, there's always some vegetation over there, and Rumi will always bring it. Yes, it's pretty, beautiful, but it's not something to smell and to embrace. Means something could look good, but when it is in a, listen to this carefully, in a wrong place, because we'll come back to that again and again. Rumi will emphasize on this, and you will see in book 6, he will start to say, listen! But you have forgotten up to there, he will remind you that always. There is this continuum, this influence, through the form, to the essence, back and forth. And if you bring in all the causes to arrive to one effect, and bring in all the effect of that cause, then we are lost. Let me tell you something. Here, form and essence are bonded together. The field from this will go to that, all of that. But priority is
decided by the king.
You will decide if the form is important for you or the essence. If you don't intervene for the machine, form is important. Because the automatic machine goes with the form. That's what the animal life is. We understand the essence. And the priority is, to us, essence is first. All this to build up something for a couple of pages later, yes?
Know then that a fair and goodly form with bad qualities is not worth a penny. And though the form is despicable and unpleasing, when his disposition is good, die at his feet.
That disposition, I don't know, because it's khulq and khulq, more than everything is attitude, manner. But anyhow, he arrived to the conclusion when he said, remember, these two are together, right? And the faith goes in between, they bind it together. But in extreme case, if you wanted to understand it only, let's divide them. So we have two solutions. Good form, no essence. Said, this is nonsense. Bad form, good essence, that's lovely. So we set our priority, but before this priority, remember, he explained carefully in length that they are one. Whenever we do the analysis, do not forget to put them back. Because one of the problem is to look at this corner and that corner separately. You have to have the big picture in mind. You remember always I go from book one, I come back and I say, you have to have all of it in mind because there is one stuff here. Yes?
Know that the outward form passes away, the world of reality remains forever.
Okay, up to here. I know you don't have any question because you're very knowledgeable, you know it all, you got it all. Okay. Now, I have a question. What is this all about? So what? About the form and the essence. Imagine I'm a shoemaker, okay? And I'm living in a village in Bavaria. What do I need the form and the essence in all this? Because remember that we are not here for philosophy. If it was philosophy, Rumi didn't need Shams. We are talking about post-philosophy, right? Why all of this? You tell me. I'll be clever, come on. Instead of looking at me, look at the next verses. That's what it is. Let him explain it, yes. Now listen carefully. After this long, for two sessions we had this conversation, right? Between form and the essence. And you know that I'm in rush to go to the next story, but listen carefully what this had to do with us, yes?
How long will you play at loving the shape of the jug? Leave the shape of the jug. Go, seek the water.
Means what?
Go seek the essence.
Means what? The boy is asking, means what?
Go seek the meaning.
Of what?
Life.
No. Now you're cheating, I told you. Do not do that. Look here. He talks about a jar, a jug. Remember the jug? Ah, that's the point. Jug was a very important part of the most important story in this book, which is first story. He started talking and he said, you have the problem of duality. There is you, the man in you, and there is you, that woman in you. And they fight each other. He started first story, second story. Up to seven stories, he explained it. Story 8 said, the solution is first of all, these man and a woman, they should come together, right? And they should walk in the other's shoe. Remember that lady which was very active and planning and thing like that should sit down and pray. The gentleman who was sitting down and praying himself should walk and blah, blah, blah. And there was a third party over there. He said, you're going to Caliph? Take the jar, which contains what? Do you remember? Rainwater, the droplet of waters you gather. He said, whatever you know is that you are a container and your knowledge is in it. Bring this out. Simple, right? He talked about that jar. Here, you will say, okay, I was not talking about philosophy. I was talking about human relationship, okay? Human conduct. When you look at the humans, what do you see? You see the jar. And if the jar is pretty, you fall in love with it. Let go of the form of that jar, because that's only a container. What counts? What's in it? The water. Seek the water. Remember that thirst that we started from, and you know that it's going to lead us to my favorite story in Masnavi. I told you that. Because it's the water, seeking the water. Right at the beginning, before the stories, he said, everybody will be satisfied from water, but not the fish. Remember? So he goes back to that, and he said, listen, looking at the people, their form, of course it's eye-catching. Of course you will see. Every animal will see. But for us, there is something else, right? First hint was water in that one. And the second hint, John?
You have seen its form. You are unaware of the reality. Pick out from the shell a pearl if you are wise.
Definitely needs a lot of correction, this translation, because it goes like this. Did you see its form? So, you are ignorant about the meaning. The word is ma'ani, meaning. Because when we talk about the human beings, the essence for us is the meaning of that human being. He said, you saw the form and you ignore the meaning. If you are wise, if you are intelligent, from this animal you shouldn't choose the shell. The little pearl in it, that's what the meaning is to us. So when you're looking at the people, the priority is the meaning. Who they are really, the meaning, the soul in it, not the form. The forms, yes, these shells.
These shells of bodies in the world, though they all are living by the sea of soul, yet there is not a pearl in every shell. Open your eyes and look into the heart of each one.
Look around you. Whoever you see is a human being with a head, two hands, two feet, and blah, blah, blah. So this, yes, that form is alive. I don't say it's not, but that life to us is John here, soul, I don't know. But, is it? But that's the animals. We are talking about something more. Something more in me. Remember, there is something more in me. Or at least, there is a very special place for something more in me. What is that? What is in me that doesn't exist in a monkey? I look like a monkey. But there is something in me and you and all human beings which could never be found in a monkey. Remember that?
Imagination.
Pardon me?
Imagination.
Imagination.